Christian ethics emphasizes the importance of righteousness. Righteousness not as a highfalutin idea, but righteousness as a concrete expression of faith. In his epistles, the Apostle John expounds upon the combination of God's expectations and human responsibility that underpins this concept. Our text today is 1 John 3, verse 7. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I'm going to look at this verse today and explore not just its theological implications, but also its practical application. I've decided that I'm going to try to work Methodism, Wesleyan theology into my sermons a little bit more, because I'm not real sure that we know exactly what we stand for as Methodists. Now, for my Baptist friends and other denominations that are listening to the sermon, it won't hurt to have a little bit of Methodist in you. Of course, John Wesley is the founder of the Methodist movement. And he had, our theology is based on the thoughts that he had about righteousness and holiness. This text is imperative. The understanding of this text is imperative for Methodists and, frankly, for Christians in all. John, the Apostle John, emphasizes the importance of being aware of deception. Now, this was a common threat in early Christian communities. Frankly, it's a common threat now. But John defines the marker of true faith as a practice of righteousness, not just to the extent of ethical conduct, but also as a sign of being a Christian. According to John, this practice aligns believers with Christ's own character. He characterizes actions as either righteous or sinful, and he urges his readers to strive for a life modeled after Christ's perfection. John's message to his readers is a passionate and urgent call to action. He cautions his readers against deception, and he defines the marker of true faith as a practice of righteousness. It's not just acting ethically. It's acting ethically with the thought of what God wants of us. John argues that the more righteous we become, the more like Christ we become. John's view of righteousness is dualistic. As I said, he categorized actions as righteous or sinful. There's no in between. It's one or the other. Anything you do is one or the other. Of course, the more like Christ we are, the more righteous we will be. And the more righteous we strive to be, the more like Christ we will be. This is a necessary step for spiritual growth. Along with it, the fact that it is a way for believers to demonstrate their commitment to Christ. For John, practicing righteousness isn't just a matter of individual behavior. It's a foundational aspect of the Christian community. John believes that a commitment to righteousness binds believers together creates a faithful and compassionate community. True faith is not just a matter of belief, y'all. It is a way of life grounded in the practice of righteousness. When we read John's letters, we see that practicing righteousness is a crucial way to test one's own faith and the faith of others. It involves actively resisting sin and false teachings and affirming one's identity as a child of God. Practicing righteousness involves more than just avoiding wrongdoing. It means embodying the virtues that Christ Himself displayed. This righteousness goes beyond strict adherence to the law. It requires internal transformation and visible holiness. In the broader context of John's letters, practicing righteousness serves as a critical test of what you believe. It's a continuous and active resistance against sin and false teachings. Practicing righteousness involves more than just avoiding wrongdoing. Instead, it's about embodying the virtues that Christ Himself displayed. His virtues, of course, include love, compassion, kindness, and humility. Practicing righteousness is not just about following rules or laws. It's about internal transformation and visible holiness. It requires a deep and sincere desire to do what is right, even when it's difficult and even when it goes against societal norms. It's about developing a character that reflects the nature of God. And that character exhibits itself in how we treat others, how we handle difficult situations, and how we live our lives. Practicing righteousness, for all the personal benefits that it brings, it also positively impacts the world around us. It sets an example for others to follow and can help bring healing and restoration to broken relationships and communities. Ultimately, it is through practicing righteousness that we can fulfill our purpose as children of God and make a positive difference in the world. John Wesley placed great emphasis on the pursuit of righteousness as a comprehensive an all-encompassing practice. In his teachings, Wesley advocated for a Christian life that transcends mere forgiveness and focuses instead on a deeper transformation that reflects the very nature of God. This pursuit of righteousness isn't just a passive endeavor. It's an active one that involves both personal sanctification and communal engagement in acts of mercy, truth, and love. Wesley's emphasis on personal sanctification involves a commitment to spiritual growth, self-reflection, and a constant striving toward moral perfection. This pursuit of righteousness is not a one-time event, and it can't happen at once. It is a lifelong process that absolutely requires a sustained effort to align oneself with God's will and purpose. It means we truly understand it's not about us. It's about God. And Wesley also believed that a Christian life had to involve communal engagement. Communal engagement in acts of justice, mercy, and truth. This includes promoting justice for all, advocating for the marginalized and the oppressed, and serving the needs of the less fortunate. For Wesley, a Christian life that seeks to transform the world must actively engage in acts of compassion and service to others. John Wesley's teachings emphasize the importance of a Christian life that is both transformative, personally transformative, and socially engaged. His call to pursue righteousness is a call to a deeper, more meaningful faith that seeks to reflect the very nature of God in every aspect of our lives. As Methodists, we place a special emphasis on the social implications of righteousness. According to Wesley, when someone pursues personal holiness, they will naturally tend to work for social holiness as well. This means that their faith will guide them to act in ways that promote dignity and justice for everyone in their community. Therefore, practicing righteousness isn't something that necessarily something that we do alone. It's a commitment shared by an entire community, by an entire church. This commitment enriches both the individual believers and the broader community as a whole. Methodism places a special emphasis on the social implications of righteousness. Social implications being, if people see us and identify us as righteous or striving toward righteousness, they are more likely to accept that our faith is real. We're not living in opposition to what we say we believe. To Wesley and to us as Methodists, personal holiness is not just about individual piety, but it's also about putting one's faith into action by working to improve one's community. As Methodists, we're called to live out our faith in our daily lives. Frankly, as Christians, we are. We should be engaging in acts of service and compassion. We should be trying to build a society that is more just, more compassionate for everyone. I don't have to agree with what you're doing in your life to have compassion for you. Social holiness is not just a desirable outcome. It is an essential part of what it means to be Christian. By promoting dignity and justice for everyone, we seek to create a world that is more reflective of God's love and compassion. We believe that this work is not just a moral obligation, but also a way to experience the grace and blessings of God in our own lives. And there are ways that we can, there are strategies, rather, to build righteousness and promote spiritual growth. First involves a daily reflection and accountability, which encourages us to regularly assess our actions in light of 1 John 3:7. This can be done individually or as a group, and it is an effective way to stay focused on the personal growth, spiritual growth and development. By realigning our actions with Christ's teachings, individuals can strive to live a life that is pleasing to God and conducive to our own spiritual well-being. We can also involve ourselves in community engagement. It shows that our righteousness is not just about personal spiritual growth, but also about actively engaging with the community. It's about advocating for just policies. It's about engaging in charitable works and being a voice for the voiceless. Now, we should be leading in organizing initiatives to help inspire and mobilize individuals to make a positive impact in our communities. As Christians, we have a responsibility to God to serve others. It's fundamental to who we are. We also need to be fostering a culture of righteousness. We can develop church programs that focus on ethical living and spiritual growth. We can foster a culture of righteousness right here within our church. And by doing so, individuals can be empowered to make positive changes in their own lives and in the lives of those around them. This strategy emphasizes the importance of ongoing spiritual education and spiritual growth. These are essential for maintaining a strong and vibrant community of believers. 1 John 3:7 urges us to embrace the righteousness of Christ, not as a burdensome obligation, but as a joyful expression of our inheritance. As we practice righteousness, we align ourselves with God's nature, we transform our communities, and we bear witness to the transformative power of God. Practicing righteousness is not just about avoiding evil, but it is also about doing good, actively doing good, persistently doing good, just as Christ did. When we pursue righteousness, we truly become reflections of Christ, lighting the way for the world around us. We reflect the character of Jesus in our lives. And yes, that's hard, but it's also rewarding. We're not simply following rules. We're living our faith with joy. We begin to align ourselves with God and what He wants. And this alignment transforms us, making us more loving and compassionate and selfless in our actions toward others. It's significant for us on a personal level, and it has a lasting impact on the communities and people around us. As we embody these virtues and values, we become living examples of Jesus. We also inspire and encourage others to do the same. Our actions bear witness to the power of righteousness. We need to be working together as a community of believers to make it happen. Our collective efforts are critical in shining a light in the darkness and illuminating the way for others. Being a light in the darkness requires that we come together and support one another as we navigate through the challenges of life. It's a powerful reminder that we're not alone in our struggles and we have each other to lean on. maybe together we can make a significant impact in the world by spreading kindness, love, and hope. We need to be engaging each other, ourselves, the community, and doing good works, good deeds, persistently and consistently, always striving to follow Christ's teachings, always striving to be a true reflection of our Savior, always trying to be a beacon of hope for the world. Righteousness is not a burden. It's a privilege, and it brings immense joy and fulfillment to our lives. Our lives can become a testimony to the power of God's grace. Through that, we can inspire others to follow the same path, to follow Christ. Bow your heads with me, please. Heavenly Father, thank you for the wisdom of your word and the call to practice righteousness. I ask that you strengthen us in your truth, that we might live as children of light in a world in need of your love. Guide our steps in the path of righteousness so that our lives may glorify you and reflect the love of Christ. Fill us with your Spirit that we might bear witness to the hope within us with integrity and with faithfulness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.